bad bitch. I wanna fuck me too. I wanna suck me too. I wanna suck me too. If I was a bad bitch, I wanna hunt me too. I wanna trap me too. And I'm freaky that I wanna do.
All right, beer planners, welcome back again to another episode of the Beer Planners Podcast.
Hey!
So, per usual, it's your boy Vinny.
This is the brother in the building.
Your Mad Flash, chilling as always.
Melodies.
And unfortunately, DJ Vlas couldn't be here with us. He had something about getting some money or something. But we'll hold it down for our balling ass friend out there. Based on the song that was played at the beginning of this, y'all already know what type of time it's on. Later for that serious shit, later for that enlightenment shit. I think everyone here is basically on some semblance of a break from all that bullshit anyway.
Yeah.
So, this has been ruminating about the group chat for a while. This topic of soft guy era. And I, for one, think it deserves a round of applause.
Yay!
Melodies, you're not clapping.
I'm not clapping.
All right, we're gonna clap until Melodies
clap. Trying to get flued out.
And it better not be Southwest either. I need first class only. When I get on the Delta flight, if my ticket doesn't tell me to go to the left of the plane, it's giving broke.
Oh.
It's giving broke.
All right. Anyway, so
if you broke, just say that.
Right. If you broke, bitch, just say that. Anyway, who in the room that's more educated about this wonderful, wonderful lifestyle can explain or break down what's going on Al Gore's internet? Because I have been taking a break from that shit.
I'll try to give this my best college try. So essentially what's happening is that the guys, we're no longer slaves to the algorithms. We're valuing our peace. You know what I'm saying? Like, we putting ourselves first. We understand our worth and our bodies being temples. So we're no longer putting up with you females coming up here, showing up, bro, expecting us to do all of this stuff. It's time for you to show us and respect us for the kings that we are.
Yes, King. Yes, King. You better preach, King.
Melodies is in here just like shaking her head.
She's about to have all sorts of conniptions in here.
We expect to get treated well, too. We expect to get flued out, too. We expect for you to open our car door. We expect for you to treat us. We expect for you to pull up, not in no little broke down Altima. We need some Benz. We need some
Altima.
BMWs in here.
Altima.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we need our rent paid.
I'm trying to be a passenger prince.
Exactly.
A passenger prince. I think we found the title of this episode. Let's mark it at the 3-minute mark. The title of this episode, ladies and gentlemen, is Passenger Prince. All right, so Mr. Brown, what are the core tenets of a soft guy era, like in your estimation? What qualifies one to enter a phase where they can be a fully ordained passenger prince?
Oh, man. So I think, you know, it's just you have to be in the mental space of, like, you know, wanting to just receive love, right? You know, there's always a topic of, like, you know,
right too.
Like, you know, but you know, so it's always talked about, right? How, you know, men aren't vulnerable enough, men don't express their feelings, blah 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 blah. So I think this is like a perfect kind of flip on that. You know what I'm saying? So you want me to express myself? All right, cool.
Seems on brand to me. So
I ain't get my hair cut just to go to the Cheesecake Factory.
You know what I'm saying? You know how long it takes to get this fly?
Exactly. We got to go down to the barbershop. We got to wait in line. You know, we gotta sit through the joint. We gotta go get an outfit
weekly.
You know what I mean?
Gotta get the shit
exactly
weekly.
That ain't cheap.
You know what I'm saying? So if you can't even hit my,
I wish we could have a camera in here listening.
If you can't even hit my Cash right App for the shape up,
exactly.
What are we doing right now?
You're not putting in the effort. You're not putting in the effort.
I mean, do you want me to look good or do you want me to look good?
Exactly.
I need at least 100.
Oh, I'm representing you.
I'm representing you.
As a matter of fact, my favorite barber is actually out of town. He's in Philly.
Oh.
So I'm going to need you to also front me the money to get to Philly and back.
Oh, you know what? they charge extra for the beard and mustache.
That's
so
true.
I need you to extra
gotta
for that.
Keep the facial hair on.
Absolutely.
You
do absolutely.
That. Dude, that's why I got a hat on right now. I don't got no shape
exactly.
Up.
Exactly.
Same.
Y'all getting nails into
what's wrong with these queens?
I know, man.
Why not?
Ain't treating us
right. You got to. And you know why we have to? Because y'all told us that you can't have any mangled nails in the coochie. So run must the money for the manicure. You are right, queen. You are right.
Brazilian
let's,
waxes and all that too.
Oh, wow.
I'm just saying.
That's not my ministry, well, but you know.
Well, you got you, that's we're all up here. All up here. The shape pumps right. And all. That's what we need. That's
right,
we
right.
Need.
Y'all the ones that like a fresh beard to sit on,
exactly.
Ain't it? Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, my God. Yes. Sidebar. Well, never mind. I was going to say sidebar. It's a whole other conversation about manscaping. Because there's this video on Twitter that was going viral. This guy, like, pulling his gun out.
Mm-hmm.
He was trying to display that he had, like, a semi-automatic Glock. I guess that's a good
yeah.
Gun.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was clowning him because, like, you could clearly, like this, you could see all his pubes were all over
yeah.
Him. So, like, everybody, nobody was even talking about the gun. They was talking about, nigga, you need them shaved.
Yo, showing your pubes while you showing off
yeah,
that gun
sure.
Is crazy.
Right, I was looking for it. Hold
on. Like, yo, hold up.
That's all right, nice. So
the men
guys,
have just taken over in soft girl era and switched it and flipped it to soft guy era.
Yeah, for 2024.
And they're
yeah.
Demanding, they're demanding the same things.
This
the
is
same
a
great
my car door. Yeah, I mean, like, hey, look, my rent. I need to get checked in the KF too. You know what I mean? Show me that you love me.
Show me that
these
you care.
Need
right,
abortion
exactly.
Money
if
now.
You ain't bought, if you ain't buy me. If you ain't buying me a PS5, what are you doing?
Exactly.
And that's just a slide in my DMs.
Exactly. Oh. Show me that you are invested in my mental health.
You know what I'm saying?
Actually,
it, not for nothing, fellas.
Mm-hmm.
I think the soft guy era might be one of the most important discoveries in the last year
mm-hmm.
Since Ken discovered patriarchy.
Woo!
I saw that movie a couple weeks ago, finally.
What was it? How was it? I'm just curious. I kind of wanted to watch it, but...
It won awards.
It's actually... It's pretty good. It's pretty good. There's a play on... Like, a lot of play on things. Funny thing about that... I know we're all over the place, mm-hmm. But, like, funny thing about that... I saw something where this mom was upset because she felt like the Barbie movie wasn't... It was lopsided against men, and her son didn't feel... Included. I'm just sitting there the whole time wondering, wait, so wait, you took your son
to a Barbie.
To the Barbie movie expecting proper representation for dudes. I just think some scenarios
yeah.
Should be obvious. But anyway.
Yeah, they were just ahead of the curve for soft guys.
There you go.
Back to this ever important era of the soft guy era. So melodies.
Yes.
How are women What are women doing to actually step up to make sure
that
they are able
My God.
To properly
I'm so triggered.
Court a young king that's in his soft guy era?
Yes.
Any female that is courting these men these days has lost their freaking mind.
Why?
Because y'all don't even have traditional man qualities.
Uh-oh.
For y'all to be trying to be like claiming a
this,
soft guy
this sounds
era,
like
y'all
a,
ain't
this
even
sounds
put
like
the
a
work in.
Argument.
Y'all ain't put the work in to get the soft guy era. I'm
if,
sorry,
if I'm
I
not
did.
Mistaken,
y'all not our grandfathers.
But this sounds this
they like deserve the soft guy era.
This sounds like a straw man.
Can you build a house?
You are.
Can you
after your hands have been have many years of calluses?
Wait,
so do you
why would I? I'm in my soft guy era. Why would I be built? You build a house. Excuse me.
I've already built the house for generations.
No effort. See?
Just zero
See?
Effort.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So
you're not invested enough in our emotional and mental well-being enough to make sure that you guys support us enough so that we can be the best version of ourselves.
You kings must invest in yourselves first.
We
and
are.
And y'all have not invested in yourselves first to deserve the soft guy.
It's getting broke.
It's giving,
y'all have not put the work in, and we have.
So
we've
you
proved
want us,
ourselves, we show we've been hard, now we need to be soft.
So you want us to share love.
I want y'all hard in the right ways, pause.
I love a good gender war. All right. So what you, if I heard you correctly,
mm-hmm.
the what you're saying is women are giving off toxic femininity.
Yep.
And blaming
yep.
men for the fact that they've earned and deserved this soft guy. Do you know how much men have built since the beginning of time.
And we got an earlier death rate because of all the stuff we had to go through. You know what? No more.
We built pyramids. We fought wars.
Yes.
We have created governments. And what did y'all do? Push a few babies out.
Created life. Created whole life. But
Did y'all create life without the secret ingredient?
Last time
can't make life without baby gravy.
Last time I checked, sperm was alive. Okay. Sperm moves. Sperm swims.
Oh, that's a boar king. That's a boar.
Just saying.
So all y'all had to do was swim. Y'all ain't had to prepare the body, the uterus, go through all the pain or anything.
But like, life has to be in there to that movement, though. Swim. But life has to be in there first for that movement. So who creates that life?
Right, and not only do y'all require that we give y'all the baby gravy, but we gotta make sure y'all enjoy it. Before we get the baby gravy, we gotta put it down, you know.
Yep.
We gotta make sure y'all enjoy it too.
Y'all know how many, you know how hard it is to be pumping for 48 minutes.
I know.
Making sure y'all and y'all gotta get.
Yo, did you
go
see
ahead,
the joint?
King, go ahead, King.
Did you see the joint on Instagram where they were like, "Oh, let's switch positions," and a girl on top tries to her arms are burning out.
Love
her
it.
Arms
love
cannot hold us up. Love it. And the guy like, "Yeah, see how hard it is? Mm-hmm. You go for 45 minutes. You go ahead and do it." And the girl,
work
30
them triceps,
in.
Baby.
Exactly.
Work them triceps.
Ride me then. Ride me for 10 minutes. Bet you can't do it.
Anatomy
ain't built that way.
First of all, y'all don't be riding for 10 minutes.
Facts. Them check knees like come
right,
real
oh,
quick.
Nah, oh no, nah, Meg knee having. But anyway, back
I
to the
speak for myself.
Back to back to the gender war.
Selling out the rest of them. See, selling out the rest of them.
Back to the gender war because I think that this great discovery deserves, you know, a valid deep dive. So. Mm-hmm.
Cause I feel like
discovery.
If I go get my hair cut, I deserve to go to Ruth Chris. Why are we going to Cheesecake Factory? Mm,
right. Cheesecake Factory. I mean, duh, Ruth Chris for the first date.
Exactly. Exactly.
Do you know?
Show me that you care. Show me that you're vested.
You know what I'm saying? I didn't put the blue.
Pay for that shit with a gift card.
I didn't put the bluesy Chanel on. Oh no, you can't pay with it. Yeah.
No Groupons over here.
So,
buy me some drinks. Send me some shots. That's what
you know what I'm saying? Like, I can't, and don't make it no regular Jack either.
Exactly.
If I see you use drinks, we doing something.
What
kind of slot do you take me for?
Yeah. So we're obligated now?
You want to be stunned out, right? You think I'm going to fly you out not expecting nothing? Hey, yo, drop them drawers as soon as you hit the door, son. Don't come in here on that fuck shit. You know what it is.
So you just think a flight and a shot of Macallan 18 now you get the pump.
I'm just obligated to give my temple over to you.
Yep.
That's not what we agreed to. Yep. I'm going for the company and just to sit back and have the time.
No, don't
plus,
work like that.
Plus, I got to keep my body count low.
Exactly. Right.
You
know what I'm saying?
Our bodies are temples.
Our bodies are temples.
All right.
So I
ain't going to be worried about that in the freak off.
Okay, Sean.
Take that.
So I do think this is funny and entertaining, and that was great 13 minutes. I know. Seriously. That's what she said. But anyway,
that's all we got.
Yeah, that's our episode. No, but I do think that this is interesting for another reason. The fact that it's clear the parody that's in this.
Right.
But on the women's side, y'all are having these deep, detailed conversations.
They having whole meltdowns, bro.
Whole debates.
Meltdowns. Are these bot comments? Are these women?
No, these are like
these are videos.
No, we're videos.
Yeah.
Wow.
No defense.
And like I've seen women legit like get angry, like get upset. Like they, like that whole if you gay just say that, like no. Girls really was feeling away about
it. I definitely
didn't
immediately go there. But I honestly kinda like I see it as a joke, obviously. I mean some people are definitely going the real pill people really gonna probably take it to heart. But like I like that men are starting to like even if it's a joke, like they're still kinda coming to light of they do deserve some shit. Like y'all standards are very, very low. And men be out here fucking and doing anything. So to say, like, I got a haircut and I deserve this, even if it is a joke, like, I kind of like it. I do hope that it stops the unwanted pregnancies. Now that y'all know y'all worth kings, y'all can stop spreading y'all seed all around to these chicks y'all don't want to be dealing with for 18
nah,
years.
Nah, we done paying for abortions. Y'all got to pay for our vasectomies.
Yep. Oh. I like it. Oh, bars over there. Bars over there.
Instead of suction of the baby out.
Yeah, no scoop scoops.
No scoop scoops.
No scoop scoops. Snip snips, baby.
Oh, hold on. And I needed some money for that drink afterwards because I need my mental health. I need some drinks.
You went through
some
a
time.
Lot. Yes.
And you need, and after we done, you need to pay for my Uber to my next girl.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
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 Mm.
But yeah, I think the debate is funny, but also it is interesting because, you know, I think when we get a mirror held up to what we find normal,
it
can be eye opening, and then once you get past those initial emotions, you can be like, okay, maybe they got a point. You know, this time it's the dudes. We up 12 on this one. Usually it's the women that's up 48 with the points. But we gonna take our victory lap right now while we can.
Women are seriously mad at this debate. Y'all gotta calm down. Like, y'all making us look bad. Take a joke, please.
And I just think it's just interesting because it points out to the reality of, yo, yes, we have differences in genders, but it's for a reason. You know what I'm saying? We're built different, but also we both have our parts to play. Yeah, I mean, like, look.
And y'all are not playing their parts.
How do you figure?
Some of y'all.
Okay.
Yeah, some women are playing their parts.
Exactly. It goes both ways. It goes both ways. 100% on either side.
True.
But my thing has always been like, yo, look, you can sit back and say, oh, yeah, you know, I'm equal to a man that's at the third. But unless you're saying somebody breaking the house and you're like, I'm going downstairs first, I ain't really trying it. You know what I'm saying? Like, or if you're sitting back and like, oh, it's toxic masculinity. It's toxic masculinity. It's like, all right, cool. But what's the stuff that I get done? Keep that same energy. Tire get flat. Don't sit back and be like, oh, that's toxic masculinity. I'm changing this tire. Don't sit back and be like, oh, yeah, well, no, because we equal and that I recognize my worth. I'm like, cool, you got your part, I've got mine. You know what I'm saying? Like, just recognize it for what it is.
Yeah,
like,
that's the same as, what's her name? K. Michelle.
Yeah. About the crying joint?
Yeah, yeah. Like, that. She, like, there's that thing where women are like, oh, men can definitely cry. He should cry. But there's also, I guess for some women, evokes this reaction of you don't feel safe, mm-hmm. or, you know, like they're not as manly now,
mm-hmm.
because they show off as vulnerable.
Yep.
That's some things that, you know, that's some things that men deal with. Like, mm-hmm. you want to talk about, like, dude, I heard the stat that the largest, the number one killer for men under 45 is themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I forget what the percentage is, but some ungodly high percentage of men who unalive themselves, who's looking at you, YouTube algorithm, that'll down my photos, mm-hmm. but like the large percentage of men who do that, they had no signs of mental health issues.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't diagnosed with anything, and they were actually doing therapy. So, yeah. You know, it's an interesting thing.
And I also think, to that point, I think women don't always understand how it feels as a guy to be given everything you got just to still not make it. And then you go talk to a girl, and versus just saying, hey, I'm not interested, they generally start cutting you down like you're just not good enough. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, it's not that you ain't been sitting back applying to jobs. It's not like you sit back. You may be working two or three jobs, he's not paying what you need to pay. You know what I'm saying? But because you don't have this, they're looking at you like you less than, like you didn't do it.
I do want us to go away from like equating a man's value on like how much money he makes and all that. But I do also feel like men have gotten their value caught up in the money. Like, you got a lot of men who feel like their value is the money, and then if they make a certain amount of money, they'd have no obligation to do anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like men, on both sides, we need to be like, look, we look at you more than just your paycheck and your money. Like, we want the lessons, the leadership, the all of the things. Like, teach me some shit. Like, yeah. You know, we want you more, your value is more than just your dick and your money. I love to tell a man that, like, look, like, if I see a dude just showing his money, like, yeah, I got this, I got that, and it's just sexual and just about money, it's a turn off. I'm like, sir, you so much better than that. You so much more than that. So we do need to get a transition of women need to stop just looking at niggas as only the providing they can do is financial. Like, that men are way more than just financial providers. We need that real community with y'all. And then also men need to, like, relax a little bit. Like, know if you're really trying to know your worth, kings, like, know that you are more than just your paycheck. Like, your personality means something to us. The lessons you can bestow on us mean something to us. The stuff that you can teach our kids, if you got a family, means something to us. We want you more than just your money. The money helps, obviously, because life, like I always say, it costs to breathe in this motherfucker. It's getting real, real stuffy and suffocating as well as the financial situation. Mm-hmm. Yes, the money is an issue, is a thing, because society, we live in a capitalist society, but we gotta, you know, we need to bring it back together, bring that love back together, bring that community back together, because, like, what else are we on this earth to fucking do?
And to quote V. Last, who's not here, but he always says it, like, if you left men to their own devices and it wasn't involved in pursuing women, you'd probably have a apartment, a couch, and a TV. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Job?
Exactly. Most of the stuff guys do,
like,
it
balls
maybe
in that room.
But most of the stuff that men do is tied to attracting women. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So women kind of dictate the pace of what a lot of guys do, because that's what a lot of guys' motivation is.
And that's why I say we need it. We are also accountable, also how men feel. Like, we, I really feel like over these last couple of years with this whole city girl movement, like, we really been putting in men faces that you need to have this amount of money to even be worthy of my attention. Like, that shit is whack. Like, we are humans. Money is a new concept. Like, we were humans and doing, interacting and having communication and relationships way before money was a thing. So we need to bring that back to some degree and not just say, hey, because y'all be making some ugly niggas look real fine with money. Like, that man could be a horrible person, but he got money. Y'all rather be in the freak off for $250,000 a year. Like, we not doing that. Like, we need more. We need y'all more than just y'all money.
And I mean, imagine to be that guy, how it's gonna be that guy, that the girl that's you attracted to, you know, you're cheating right, but because you got somebody that got that bread, they treat you shorty like whatever, but you ain't getting that chance because you ain't where you need to be right now. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the conundrum of being a guy. You know what I'm saying? I feel like it's a lot of pitfalls I think people don't realize with being male, especially a black male, just growing up in general. Like, your danger rate gets bumped up 50%. I know a lot of people like to think that it's just, oh, you know what I mean? Oh, you exaggerate. Nah. Yo, I'm pretty sure if you grab 10 dudes that grew up in Baltimore, two of them have been locked up at a minimum.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And not to say they did something wrong, but it's just the way that stuff go. You know what I'm saying? You can be the most out the way person, but the odds of you getting robbed, jumped, locked up, whatever the case is just way different. You know
like
saying?
I said, like, before, y'all go through this stage. I don't know if it's all men, but I feel like it's most men. Y'all go through this stage where y'all gotta prove yourself on another level that women, girls just don't have to do. And y'all even proving it to yourselves. Y'all challenging each other ego, like, oh, are you stronger than me? Like, it's that whole male ego shit that women just will never have to deal with in the way that y'all have to deal with. So y'all got the pressure of, gotta be hard, I gotta prove that I'm a man. And a lot of these men don't even have examples of what men are. So y'all, you know, a lot of them just going off of music or movies or whatever, your little nasty ass uncle. Like, y'all already got some bad examples. So to, like, I do believe there's a lot of pressure on men. So with this whole soft guy era, even though it's a joke, it's kind of a little refreshing to see y'all talk about yourselves that way. Oh, I got this haircut. You ain't going to just take me anywhere. Like, even though it could be annoying because it's like, ew. But it's like, yeah, like, the fuck, you right. That shit look good. It's Christian. You ain't had to use no Beijing. Oh, yes. We ain't going to fucking Fridays. We going to go to Silver whatever the fuck. You know, another spot.
You know what's funny? I remember there was this video where this chick was getting ready doing her makeup and actually used the product. She put the price on the screen and then added it all up and the outfit as if to say, like, how much. Like, how much it is to get ready to go on a date. And so, this guy did a response video to her video where he's doing a voiceover. And he basically does it and calculates the unit price per date. Because he's like, well, she's using foundation. Standard convention says use this amount of foundation. And the bottle costs this amount. So, for this date, it costs this amount. and instead of the you price being like $500-$600, the whole beat was really like $20 or something like that, because it's a unit cost thing.
And we got Shein. I don't think y'all, you know, we got the Fashion Nova. We got the cheapest of the cheapest clothing. Even though I don't really fuck with any of them like that. Y'all shoes alone be like $200.
And I can't speak for everybody, but I've definitely been in a situation where you want to take a girl out, so you guys sit back and save up for like a couple weeks. So you can come and show you correct and hope that you can get her out. You know what I'm saying? The hope that they say, yeah.
And then if you dated multiple girls.
Or there's no pressure. Oh, like,
yeah, that shit get expensive.
And I've been in a situation where I remember I took somebody to the movies. And we were going, I think we were to go see like Bad Boys or something. And I was a teenager. This person knows what I'm talking about. And I remember they ordered popcorn. And they spilled the popcorn. I'm like, fuck! So now I'm like, all right, hold on, 20... minus five. All right, cool. We said bus out. Cause I'll catch this bus home. All right, cool. Had the all day pass. Like, these are the calculations we'll never tell you about. We're going to do something in our mind.
But
you
it's real. Like,
exactly.
Because let's think about it. Like, when, like, people, women got to be realistic. Like, these men are not making so much more money than we are. Like, everybody is fucking struggling and underpaid. Mm-hmm. So to think that. Especially, like, if you dating a dude who work at your job, like, say you met a dude who work at your job, you kind of already know.
You know what he made.
Yeah, come on now. Ooh, you can't afford it. You think he can?
I'll give you one better. Again, you that guy, you going to treat shorty nice. She cute. You know what I mean? But the whole time, you got this manager that's 20-something years old, and she cute, too. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So now he's sitting back, spinning gang. Exactly. Now you stuck. Right. Now you stuck. Like, man, how I'm going to compete with that? You know what I'm saying? You just like, what do I do with that shit? You know what I'm saying? So it'd be a lot on my side, too. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I hope this opens the door for y'all dude to get a little, you know, a little semi-soft, a little chub error.
Chub error.
We don't need straight soft. We're a little chub, you know.
The chub guy era is hilarious. So what's the takeaway on all of this soft guy era stuff?
I think at the end of the day, like, both sides got to recognize the other opposite gender got their shovels they got to deal with, too. So just be mindful of it.
Absolutely.
Yes.
True facts. I think that about sums it up. We'll be back after these paid-for messages.
I don't know if y'all like me when, you know, I'm definitely going to be hurting this year with my wallet because, you know, I'm going to speak for myself. At the top of the year, like, one of my random, like, I don't know, resolutions or goals was to, like, go to a live show. Just because I haven't been to a concert in probably a decade. I think the last person I saw live was J. Cole.
True.
I think. So, I always see stuff online. Oh, I wish I was there.
After it's already happened.
I literally just saw something on the Shade Room from fucking Will Smith performing at Coachella doing Men in Black. I'm like, oh my God, that is so cool. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to go to a tour this year. And then I just, all of a sudden, you know, you see there's more and more tour announcements. It seems like every damn artist is, like, going on tour this year for some reason. Like, more so than usual. Now, I'm not going to get into my conspiracy shit like I see some people doing. Like, why are all these people trying to tour all of a sudden? What does that mean? Because I've definitely seen some weirdos on Twitter.
They're not
making
no money from streaming.
Trying to make that COVID money.
They're trying to make that money from...
You know what I'm saying? But, yeah. But like I said, we're literally compiling a list right now of just the tours that have been announced already. You know, at the top of the year, you know, Usher kicked it off, you know, for the Super Bowl performance. He's going to have it. He has his tour. You got,
here's a quick rundown. Usher, Chris Brown, Tank, and a couple other dope people. Maxwell and Jasmine Sullivan, SWV and Escape. Drake and J. Cole just wrapped up a tour this year. Nicki Minaj.
Oh, she's on tour right now, yeah.
On a tour right now. Megan Thee Stallion and Glorilla, Travis Scott, Black and Lil Yachty, The Lox, Nas. Future and Metro Boomin, Missy Elliott and Ciara, and that's not even all of it. That's just what a quick Google search kind of put out there.
I will say this: I'm not a concert guy, but if I was to go to one, I would go to Usher's because his last album was cold, freaking
really good.
Cold.
It was a good album,
and like he did a great job in the Super Bowl performance. So I'm like, yo, if I would go to one, it would probably be Usher's.
I can tell you right now, I'm only going to one, and it's not for lack of interest, but it's Usher because he took all my goddamn money. Because the pre-sale tickets was the tickets was damn near sold out in pre-sale, and even though I wasn't a fan of the price that I paid for the tickets, I was lucky enough to get them in pre-sale. They were double during the gym because all they had, all there was resale for a lot of the Baltimore date was almost sold out. It wasn't even really any good seats by the time I looked at it at pre-sale, so I'm going to another city. Like,
damn.
Yeah. And you can't sleep on the fact that Beyonce might put another
everybody's waiting
out.
For Beyonce. Yeah, you know,
everyone's
she's
waiting on Beyonce. Yeah.
Taylor Swift might do something again. So, and then just a lot of, you know, a lot of like the legacy acts or, you know, tour, because I, you know, we ain't mentioned Janet Jackson touring again.
Oh yeah.
J-Lo's touring again. You got, I think right now Mariah Carey's doing the Vegas residency. So, you know, it's just a lot of music acts, like, you know, coming out this year. So, like, I don't know, last year we had tours and shit too, but it just seems like this year it's been like
everybody,
you know. And I get it, you know, some of these artists haven't toured in a minute. So it's like, yeah.
Shake the Master is adding a ridiculous amount.
And we know, like, you know, obviously this is how they make their money, because they ain't making no money from the streams. So.
And I'm not going to hold you. I do, and I know we just did a whole Soft Guy summer drizzle shit, but. Me personally, I do feel like I personally can go to an R&B concert by myself. I like to have a girl. I feel like me going to a Chris Brown concert solo, or me and a homeboy going to a Chris Brown Usher concert, I'll feel so weird. Like, I just couldn't imagine me sitting back like, yeah, Chris! Yeah, Usher! No, I can't see me doing
that's
that
my anymore. Song!
Exactly.
Right, that would be crazy, you out in the crowd by yourself talking about,
like, Chris!
And that's not even factoring in all the festivals. We didn't bring that up. Because I think, you know what I'm saying? Obviously, Coachella just wrapped up. I think the one in Vegas, Lovers and Friends in Vegas is coming up next in May. And that's a huge fucking lineup.
Free?
No.
Isn't that like a day's worth festival?
I think, I don't know exactly how it works, but like...
Yeah, there's general entry, VIP.
That's how it is for most of the festivals. You know, yeah, Rolling Loud was... You know, the ones in Anaheim, you got Rolling Loud. I mean, that already happened, right?
I don't think so.
Or maybe it was towards the end.
Is it normally in May or something?
I can't remember. Well, there's different Rolling Louds, I guess. The other thing, you have like the one, the main one, the big one's Miami, but I think you have some other ones. You know what I'm saying?
My last concert, I got my heart broken, so I ain't going for a while.
you're not planning on going to no concert? You don't want to see Tank?
He tried tricking me, but no, I will say this, and my wife can vouch for this. Like, my wife surprised me for my birthday for a DMX concert.
Oh, wow.
And she knows, like, DMX, like, Wayne's here, and DMX is, like, right here. And, like, I was so excited. And she was just like, yeah. And then I'm just sitting back, yeah, we're going to go. And, like, they got on us, we waiting. I'm like, we're at the concert, we're at stage. And we're just waiting for them to come out. And then somebody come out of nowhere, like, yeah, sorry, y'all, DMX ain't going to be here.
Oh, my God.
And, like, I remember, like, y'all know me. So I'm like, it's
time
cool.
To fight somebody.
Now, I said that.
Keep it playing. Keep it playing.
Y'all don't make me lose my mind.
And I'm sitting back. It's cool. Mm-hmm. And then, like, I'm sitting back looking around. And my wife's playing back. Like, it's okay.
Yeah.
I was mad. It's hurt, boy. I was like, no.
Hey, what happened to him?
I don't know. But then they were, like, sitting back. And they were like, well, we'll give you your money back. Or you can try to reschedule. But then I had to work the next day. I'm like, I ain't doing this shit. But not come again. I was in that joint. Mad.
Yeah,
y'all
the Lauryn Hill treatment.
He did. He really did.
Dang.
Rest in peace.
So is anyone else planning on foregoing their mortgage payment in order to go to some of these tours?
Negative. The thing that be holding me back from going to concerts is the arena itself. Like, the arena here, that's... Oh my God!
I haven't missed the new Big Bag public.
Like, these chairs are so tight. Like, you be rubbing elbows and shoulders against the people that you're next to. Yeah. Like, that's the part that I hate. I need y'all to like update the arenas like they did the movie theaters.
They definitely put the seats in the arenas like, eh, they gonna stand up anyway.
Yeah, it's like I can't even sway my hips. Without bumping into the person next to me. That'd be my main issue. Other than the price. But the main issue is just like, you can't even really get comfortable.
I ain't gonna hold you like with the COVID shit, especially. Like, obviously, that's been another reason, like, my, you know, the COVID stuff. Obviously, like, I don't know if I really want to be around a lot of people. You know what I'm saying? Like, because the reality is, like, I feel like you're just gonna get it there. Like this is so good. So many people are contaminated. That's like but that's like not concerts, but you got sporting events.
Yeah.
Like you know, if you yeah, it's
a, you already know what
you,
it
you
is.
You already know what you're risking, kind of. Right.
So you said something about floor seats. I have a hot take. My personal opinion: if you're not in the first five rows, you wasted your money taking on floor seats.
Oh no, I know that.
Because it's not stadium seating. It's flat seating.
If you short.
Right, you short and behind a couple tall big back people.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't seen ass cheek from Megan Thee Stallion.
I will say this though, like the times that the people that I really want to see, like, I remember they used to have Morgan homecoming concerts.
The homecoming.
And I remember I saw Wayne then. I got there super, you know, I got there like super early to make sure I got a front row seat. But I feel like the concerts I've been to, if you're not in the front, depending on who the artist is, who's around you, we can still be a vibe. Because there's
yeah,
a time
the
where, like, we
lit.
Sitting back, sharing shots, sharing drinks.
Yeah.
We had a whole good time. Mm-hmm. It just depends on who you with, though.
Yeah, so, like the layout for the Usher concert in the back of the floor part.
Yeah.
They're going to have, like, a bar lounge sort of set up. So you can pay to get your tickets there and have access to the bar lounge and chilling. You're not going to see bus so much, but like you said, you can catch a vibe.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, if you're, like, you know.
How much
ass
do you guys sell for that ticket?
those actually were, they were cheaper than a lot of the quote unquote good seats. But so my strategy with seating at concerts is if I'm not going to sit in the first few rows on the floor, then I'll do like the lower level and try to find the right angle to the stage so I can just get a good view.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So, but yeah, I mean, I do think, not to serious it out, but I do think like a lot of this touring and stuff, is because demand is up for stuff like that. And I think demand is up because a lot of people was like, fuck it, I'm just going to put it on a credit card because I ain't never paying that shit off anyway.
Yeah. We need an escape, man. So I think that's what it boils down to. We need an escape because there's so much, like, just negativity we're faced with daily.
I agree.
In our personal lives, the shit we see on TV, social media. I'm all about finding your joy. And I think music has always been a good caveat for, like, escape, right? So I think that's for me. I'll speak myself. Yeah, I definitely was like, that's part of the reason. I'm like, you know what? I'm tired of seeing, like, all this negative, on social media. It gives me anxiety. I'm like, let me do something I want. You know, I set out to do something I wanted to do. So
Mr. Brown, you
the good thing about the concerts there is it's fighting the AI. Like, there's an actual person
there.
There
we go. Because that hologram shit is never going to fly for me.
Yeah,
you have to have soul in you. Let's see if you can really sing live.
Like, that shit they did at Coachella with Tupac was cool for the moment, but I see where they're trying to go. I can see where that might go later on. Like,
I'm not going somewhere to see a fake person on stage.
Right, you can watch that on TikTok.
Might not, but some 13-year-old man.
I got my eyes on a couple, and I did purchase a ticket. I'm gonna go to the Missy and Busta show.
Nice.
Cause I was huge fans of those growing up. I just love their videos. Missy ain't toured in years. And I think all three of them are gonna be, they're good live performers. Missy, Busta, and Sierra.
Missy definitely worked.
And they got hits together. So I'm like, this makes sense. Like this, I think. So that's one I want to see. But I think I'm gonna try to do one more. I think I might look at that. If they're coming, cause you gotta look where they're coming to too. Like you know, for us, it's gonna be Baltimore, DC.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'd really like to like travel like Philly or like travel to like New York. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I think the Locks 30th anniversary tour would be a good one. I think that's probably gonna be at a smaller venue. I'm assuming.
And I will say this too, like I feel like Beyonce joints be different.
Though. Of course, that's a whole different.
Because like I remember production. When there were women. I remember when she came to. The MGM Grand, whatever, she came somewhere in the APG DC. Mm-hmm. And like the amount of women that were there.
Oh, absolutely.
And like, yo, I never knew it was that strong until then. Like, they had whole dress codes. Yeah. And like, did y'all see on social media when she did the silence challenge? And somebody talked and they got punched in the face.
Oh, yeah. That was a thing for her song, one of her songs for the last album. And
your fans don't play,
And I can't even imagine what's going to happen with this era because with the country shit, like, you know, it's going definitely going to be more white folks there. So it's going to be harder to get tickets now.
Yeah.
So when y'all go to concerts, are y'all Like, do y'all drink a lot at concerts, or do y'all just be chilling?
I don't buy shit.
I drink, but I
hate, I pregame.
I hate trying to go because like I wouldn't miss the show, but yeah. I'll go and get some drinks.
I go how your mother used to take you to the movie theaters. We gonna sneak this fucking popcorn in. I ain't buying motherfucking thing. It's too expensive.
It's way better than Niagara. It's so, the cost for like eating at like these stadiums and shit is ridiculous.
Which is interesting for, like, that's the thing that's interesting to me is like, I don't understand how some people are getting sloppily drunk at the concert. Oh, nice. Maybe they're pre-gaming, but like,
just a nice little buzz. That's
and
nice.
I also
$20 for one drink.
That too.
And I also couldn't imagine being at a concert. You go to a concert with some friends, and one of your friends is like hyper fucked up. Which is a great segue into a topic that Melody's brought up, which is you fuckers are not good drunks.
How did we even go? What did we talk about? I said that.
I don't know.
I think I said something about said like something. Going out with friends who got too drunk.
And oh yeah, why you stopped going to the? Yes.
That's why I took a little break from going out.
Yes, man. Like that's we need to have this discussion. We are in our 30s and 40s now. Like. Everybody got their vices. Mm-hmm. And some of us are just not good drunks. And it just ruins the experience of, like, getting drunk around people. Like, I don't want... I'm the type of person where I like to... If I'm drinking, I want to be doing something. Dancing, having fun, laughing. Like, I don't... I'm not the angry drunk. I'm not the person that gets mad or start thinking people looking at them. Like, what you looking at? Like, mm-hmm. I don't... I'm not trying to...
The violent drunks.
Yeah, the violent drunks are the ones that's just falling down and just throwing up, just sloppy. Like, some of y'all are just not good drunks in the experience of
what are the types? So we kind of named it, like, the types of drunks that aren't the funnest to be around. So you said, you know, the ones who get violent. The violent.
I got one.
The ones that just pissy, just falling over. You got to hold them up. The one, you know.
Especially the...
I've never been that type of drunk.
Especially the pissy drunk girl who's still trying to fuck. It's like, no, we're not doing
you about to give me a charge, Bob.
Absolutely.
I ain't about to do that.
Get the fuck out of here with that.
I will say this. I personally believe that different alcohol brings out different effects.
True.
Which is why I believe it probably comes spirits, but I have no proof backing that up. But, like, I'll tell you for me, like, if I drink Crown, I'm going to be chill. If I drink vodka, I'm going to be chill. But I will say the time that I want to fight is when I drink Parmesan.
Awesome.
Tito's depending on what you mix it with. Like, two times I was ready, like, I will fight anybody in this bitch. Like, I didn't. But it gets you that feeling, like, man, who want to try something? Like, I never did it. But yeah, I do feel like different drinks bring out different effects.
That's true. Or, I think one thing we haven't mentioned, emotional drugs.
Oh, so, yes.
You know, people who, like,
start crying.
Crying, and their feelings about stuff. And
I think as long as I'm too lit to really synthesize what's going on, I don't even care if you start crying.
I will. I could. I can be the emotional, but it's always positive. It's like hugs.
Yeah,
like,
I got you.
Like,
oh, you Captain Save the World.
Yeah. So send text messages out. That's my issue. Stop texting.
Stop drunk texting.
Like, I'm trying to commit myself to some shit I do not want to go to. Yeah.
Making plans and shit. We should do this.
But you know, I think we're at the age now where like, you're too old to get kicked out of the spot, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't want to be like banned from a place. You know what I'm saying? That's just like not a good look. You know what I mean? Like,
I come from the era where we go out, we party, we get lit. But you gonna make it back to your apartment at the end of the night. I always made it back to my apartment at the end of the night. Tunnel vision going up the street, probably should not have been driving. One thing, I'm not taking my shoes off. I'm gonna walk to the car in these heels, and my feet gonna be hurting. I'm not walking barefoot drunk, and I'm always gonna make it home. That was like my two biggest things.
So they're definitely, I feel like the people that drink that get messed up are people that don't drink a lot. They haven't drunk and then they just go chugging.
Or they're like,
alcoholics. They know they terrible drunks. They still know, do it anyway. And they still do
whatever,
it.
But they're running, or they run from shit. So a lot of people are running from shit. Yes. A lot. So they drink to like numb something or like, you know what I'm saying? So I think.
That pain.
Yeah,
it's
pain.
Like, I don't understand. Like, if drinking is your thing, like, why you don't know your limit by now? You just keep drinking every time you get done and you laid out on the ground.
It's the dopamine hit.
Yeah, I mean, and I will say this, like, at least for me, like, when the, I've gotten calls at my job, it's been to help drunk people. It's usually like at a homecoming or something. You got 19 or 20 year old Becky that, you know what I'm saying, like she's away from home, she don't know her limit, and now she can consume copious amounts of alcohol. You know what I'm saying? Or it's the other guy that's trying to keep up with this chick. He consumed copious amounts of alcohol, and now they're both all out on the floor. You definitely do got the alcoholics that are like binge, but usually for me, they're not, they're drunk, but they're like just, they still kind of know what's going on, but they're just assholes. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're just still disrespectful, but they all aware of what's going on. But when I get the people that are just like, those are the people that are just like, yo, they ain't really, they ain't experiencing that
drunk. But I do think, yeah, like, the, to, like, y'all, you know, not knowing how to handle y'all liquor, not being good drunks. The asshole drunks is probably the most annoying.
Oh, absolutely.
Because why are you, first of all, depending on where you are, you can fuck up the vibe for everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And I'll, I think there's different, there's different types of, there's different types of asshole drunks. So there is the non-fighter guy who always wants to fight, asshole drunk. There is the girl, I'm ready to go, in the girl group drunk, because she knows she's not going to get no action. There's like lots of people, and it's just, it's, it just seems like they're always a vibe killer.
Can I add just one more to that list?
Oh, yeah.
There is the Baltimore drunk.
Not a Baltimore
drunk. Baltimore drunk.
What's that, man, you chilling with your homeboys, and they just grab you out of nowhere like, I will kill anybody for you, dog. I will die for you. Man. I love you, bro. And you be like,
all right, man.
Exactly. You be like, bro. Yo. Like, I already know, bro. We good. You know what I'm saying? But he like, no, you don't understand, bro. Like, but you anything, bro.
And the whole
be like,
time, like,
I would
never put you in that position.
Exactly.
To do that.
Right, exactly.
What are you
talking about?
Like, I exactly. Love, but exactly. I wouldn't
like,
even
they'd
ever, like.
They'd be like, because I'll go back to jail. No, we're not doing that.
That's not what I'm asking for you, dog. That's not what I'm asking for you. Like,
right.
Let's not do
and
that.
Shut up on the live. What you trying? You trying to mess up your parole? You ain't even supposed to be drinking.
Oh, God.
No, you don't understand, bro. You don't know, dog. Like, all right, bro. All right, all right, all right. I got you.
And he's with the camera phones, too. That's the other thing. Like, we do so much shit to incriminate ourselves. Like, it's insane.
Everything.
Recording everything. And it's like, and if you're that kind of drunk who does really dumb shit when you drink, like, you're just making yourself a case.
I do think that's a generational thing.
That's a generational thing, I think.
Because, like, I think if you are over 30, yeah, you know I mean, and your friend does some dumb stuff. It's like,
you know, well, you know,
I'll saying, record like, you and send it to you. So
that's one thing. You laugh at shit about that.
But
you
have to
post
it. Like, look how the fuck you acting.
But you know, people be able to go on live and shit, and I'm like,
yeah, no,
like, you, like
showing that friend,
friends,
Erlin on
friend
the side,
Erlin, or like get into a situation where it looks borderline rapey when y'all about to try to train on some girl or something.
Why is it though?
Why are you on live doing that?
And I know this is a cultural thing, but why is it that, like, yo, white people get drunk, they do gay stuff to each other? I don't understand why that's a thing, bro. Like,
check, back, bro.
Yeah, it's like, yo, like, what are you doing? You'll draw a penis on his forehead? I'm like, yo, no. Like,
we need a resident white.
I'm like, yo, I don't understand that urge to do that, bro.
I mean, I've partied with them people, and I've seen it. You know what I'm saying?
But just don't know why.
Don't know why. They just do. I mean, I don't know.
How do you get in your mind, like, dog, this is what I'm going to do right now.
Well, I don't know.
That
could be a whole other thing.
Another asshole drunk is also the rapey, creepy dude drunk.
Oh, boy.
Like, where, like, he can't take no for an answer with the chin.
That's them sober, too, though.
It makes you even worse. Like, because they say, you know, the sober mind speak, what is that, drunk?
Strong mind speaks sober
thoughts. Right,
yeah.
Right. So, for some people, yeah, I think it just brings
that's
out
another
the,
asshole drunk.
It brings
the person
out the
who
them.
Wait till they drunk, they want to, like, tell you
have
all the things that they hate about you. You want to be mean to me because you're drunk? You want to, like, say all the things that you wish you could say when you're sober?
Oh, yeah, that's lame. That's whack.
Yeah, that's bad. They'd be like, yo, like, what you mean, bro?
Oh, that, really? Okay, that's how you really feel?
And then you're going to blame it on you being drunk.
Nah, nigga, that's how you really feel.
Right, you was waiting on that. You was waiting on the right time.
I don't even remember what I said.
You got that kind of energy towards me, you've been holding that shit in.
Facts.
I don't want you around me, bro.
You knew what it was.
All right, so what what do we make of all the concert, all the artists taking all our money and the alcohol industry also making
taking
all our money and making people not good drunk?
It's going to be a cold summer. It's going to be a cold summer.
Well, guys, that's all we have for you today. Thank you for tuning in. We love y'all's support. Come in, follow the Instagram page, listen to us on all of the platforms, and hopefully next time we're together, we had a whole crew, you know.
Bad
it's facts. Always a little different when one person missing, but hopefully we'll have a whole crew together next time when we spill all of our essence on this mic, son. I don't know where that came from.
Bars.
Ew. Paul. Damn. I spilled my essence. Pause. Diddy. We gotta come up with some new jokes. Oh. Anyways. next time. Tune in to us next time. And have a great month.
Month. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Peace.
So I've got some loading.
Yeah, you work, kings.
I'm not even gonna say anything. I'm gonna let y'all have it. All right.
Yeah.